Huge news for equestrian sport globally overnight, with the president of the FEI confirming with the IOC that equestrian sport will be in the Olympic program for the 2024 Games, and approval of the Olympic format submitted by the FEI for the Tokyo 2020 Games has been received. That means the quota for equestrian at the 2020 Games remains unchanged. The chair of Equestrian Australia, Judy Fasher, joins us on Talking Horses this morning to discuss this good news and exactly what it means for Australian equestrian. Morning, Judy.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, this is terrific news for the sport, isn't it?
Oh, it is the most exciting thing that has happened. We've been on tenterhooks, basically waiting for this decision. It's been extremely difficult for the FEI and for all the federations over the last 4 or 5 years to actually get this all together. Any sport, as you know, doesn't like change, and the change from four in a team across equestrian sport for the Olympic Games to three was one that we did not want to accept. However, it was considered essential from the IOC's point of view that we accepted that and ordered that more countries could participate in equestrian sport. That was finally agreed, and I think Ingemar de Vos and the FEI deserve very big congratulations for having pulled that off, because it certainly wasn't easy.
Just explaining to our listeners what this all means, the new formats include teams of three now and no drop score across the Olympic disciplines of eventing, dressage and jumping, and the use of reserve athletes, horses and riders for medical reasons. The format changes were approved by the FEI's member national federations at last year's FEI General Assembly in Tokyo following almost 2 years of consultation. So just in layman's terms for our listeners, Judy, can you explain what this means?
Yes, well, in terms of a drop score, the four members of all of the Olympic disciplines, that's dressage, jumping and eventing, were permitted to have a drop score. So that means that the three best scores were the ones that were actually taken into account when it came to calculating who which country would win. We were always allowed a drop score because it was always considered that maybe, you know, there would be a problem with a particular horse and we still wanted the team to be able to finish. And so we would drop the least successful score in a team. And we have actually won Olympic gold medals using the drop score. So it was not something that most particularly the sport of eventing wanted to happen. But that also applied to jumping and dressage. Now we will not be permitted a drop score. However, what has been negotiated is that we will be able to substitute another horse and rider in the context of the competition if there is a medical or a veterinary reason why that horse can't continue. Now, in terms of the fine detail of how that's going to operate, that has yet to be absolutely decided. Eventing is the most challenging sport when it comes to those decisions and at what stage horses and riders can be introduced so that we'll get a team finish at least, because in the original thing that was put forward, it was suggested that there be no drop score, which meant that if something happened to the third horse, the team wouldn't finish. So it was put to the FEI very strongly by the various federations around the world that if that was accepted by the Olympic Committee, it would mean that there were very few, there would be potentially fewer horses and teams that would actually get to the stage of being on the podium.
So essentially this is a big step towards modernising the sport and ensuring its survival as part of the Olympic Games going forward.
Yes, and for Australia that is particularly important. I think that the European nations could, at a push, they wouldn't have liked it, they would have resisted it quite strongly, that is being dropped from the Olympic Games. But for Australia, it would have been a catastrophic situation for us, because although our members across the board might say, oh, well, you know, what do? We send teams, three in the three disciplines, to Olympic Games. Would it really actually impact on the sport? Well, the only thing that we can do to say, yes, it would, is to look back at what has happened since we won gold medals in 1960 at Rome, and then Barcelona, the wonderful result that where we got a gold medal after such a long stretch of, we certainly had a bronze medal in Montreal, but we didn't have a gold medal between 1960 and the Games in Barcelona. What happened was that our membership numbers absolutely, they quadrupled in a period of 6 months between when that gold medal was won and the next 6 months. So Olympic Games, although you can say, OK, it's just the elite of the sport, it does actually filter down right through the membership, and everybody gets hopeful. Everybody's on the way to the Olympic Games, which is very healthy for the sport.
Well, every young girl or boy with a pony out there, the majority would probably occasionally be dreaming that they might have the potential to represent Australia at a Olympic Games or a World Equestrian Games or a major event like what's happening at the moment in Melbourne, of course, with the Melbourne International three-day event, Judy, and the Oceania Championships, Australia versus New Zealand. So we have two teams taking on New Zealand, a young rider team and a senior rider team. And the young rider team have made a terrific start to things, haven't they, with the early lead after the dressage?
Yes, well, that's absolutely wonderful. And we Australians, we always like to beat New Zealand. And it's a great sort of friendly, and sometimes not so friendly, inter-country rivalry that we share. It offers Oceania, this particular competition, allows us an opportunity in our own part of the world to actually show how good we are. And this particular competition in Melbourne is particularly exciting because we've got very strong teams, both our senior and our junior team. And in the junior team in particular, we're getting people who are probably going to be able to progress into the senior team in the fullness of time. And it's just wonderful for them to have the feeling of working together as a team in representing the country and actually practicing for that wonderful dream of being involved in either a World Championships or a World Equestrian Games or an Olympic Games.
You mentioned the young rider team, and one of the high-profile representatives on that team is Gemma Tinney, the daughter of dual Olympic medalist Stuart Tinney, who is an iconic name in equestrian sport, not just in Australia, but internationally also. And it's wonderful to see both Gemma and Stuart representing Australia here at the Melbourne International three-day event. And Gemma, her dressage test helping to elevate the Australian riders to an early lead after the dressage. She's a real talent, isn't she?
She is indeed, and I think both Gemma and Stuart need to be particularly congratulated. I think it's very difficult to coach your own children, and both Stuart and Karen deserve particular recognition for the fact that they've produced Gemma, who is absolutely right up there. It really is hard to coach within families. And I think that people who pull it off deserve a particular pat on the back. And Gemma, who I've watched her being coached by Stuart, and they have that lovely relationship between father and daughter where Gemma absolutely accepts and all of Stuart's instruction and accepts it with graciousness and gratitude, which is just lovely to see.
They're great ambassadors for equestrian sport, Gemma and Stuart Tinney. It's a wonderful story. So many positives to the sport at the moment, Judy. Another one of those is the concept making eventing safer in Australia. And a special committee has been formed by Equestrian Australia, and it's recently approved its next project, which is another step towards the overall aim of enabling Australian eventing competitions to adopt world's best safety management practices. And thanks to the generosity of Terry Snow, a very well-known Australian businessman, Equestrian Australia has been able to contribute money towards developing safety in the sport. Can you explain a little bit more about what this all means?
Yes, we were absolutely delighted when Terry Snow offered to actually fund the position of a national safety officer for eventing in equestrian. And he also has donated $250,000 towards actually providing devices which are known as frangible pins or min slips. What this means is that the top rail of jumps actually falls on impact. So if the horse actually hits a top rail in as they're travelling cross-country, the rail falls. And that means that more often than not, the horse remains on its feet and the horse and rider are safe. It was made possible by Terry Snow's both foresight and generosity for us to adopt that. We've also managed to get people on the FEI's International Safety Committee. Jeff Sinclair represents us there, as does Mike Etherington-Smith, who, as you probably know, comes to Australia to both build courses and to assist our course builders in learning the fine art of making eventing safer. So from all points of view, we are extremely excited about the road ahead for eventing and, of course, very encouraged that it's going to remain in the Olympic Games, because this gives everybody a kick along. As far as safety is concerned, obviously we are going to continue to monitor the effects of these particular devices on jumps, and as well as that, we will increase the funding and also the emphasis that there is on horse and rider training. And I think Stuart and his daughter are a great example of how families can work together to actually bring that expertise to the riders.
And this improved safety will have huge flow-on effects for the sport in general and its participation numbers. Already we're seeing response from riders across Australia suggesting that they might now give eventing a go because they like the fact that it's being made safer. And eventing is a daunting sport for many and very dangerous at times, but this no doubt will have a positive effect on the number of people participating in this sport, which will then longer term have an impact at the highest level of the sport and Olympic level. The more participants we have, the more opportunity we have to develop brilliant riders that can compete on the world stage.
Yes, Jo, you're absolutely right about that. And it is this whole safety initiative that has been backed by Terry Snow. Having said that, I must say also that every state in Australia has agreed to back dollar for dollar the money that Terry has invested in these particular devices. And so there is recognition across the country that we have to do something to actually address issues that involve safety. And we are, through Terry Snow, locked into the international efforts that are being made to improve that. And I do think it will give people confidence that we are addressing every possible means that we know to make eventing safer. And the great thing, of course, about Australia is that we have, across the board, equestrian, although people see it in many times as an elitist sport, we have actually managed over the years to make it an inclusive sport. And you don't have to be a multimillionaire to be involved in equestrian in Australia. It is very much cheaper because of our marvellous climate and all sorts of other factors than it is in Europe. So we do get, per head of population, a very high participation rate in the sport generally.
Well, great to have you on the show, Judy, and talk about so many positives at the moment for equestrian sport in Australia and also worldwide. And no doubt you'll be heading down to Melbourne for the international three-day event, the cross-country, of course, on today, Sunday, and it's their biggest crowd attendance, so it should be a great atmosphere.
Thanks, Jo.
That's Judy Fascher, the chair of Equestrian Australia. Lots of good news for the sport at the moment.